It is hard to say the word piano without thinking Steinway. And this great old American institution, the Steinway Piano, is celebrating a birthday this year, 150 years. From its factory just a few miles away from the prospective studios here at ABC, to the stages and homes of the world, the Steinway takes a year to build, and there's a big tradition to maintain, as ABC's Lucy Taus reports.
I love the piano, I love to hear somebody play upon a piano.
Steinway. To many musicians, the name is synonymous with top quality pianos.
I know a fine way to treat a Steinway.
Many of the world's most distinguished artists, like Van Cliburn, Billy Joel, and Diana Krall, play Steinways. So did Rachmaninoff, George Gershwin, Duke Ellington, and Irving Berlin.
When I bought my piano, I bought it from somebody who had it in a house somewhere in New Jersey, I think. And when I went there out there and tried it out, I sat down at it and I didn't want to get up.
David Letterman's musical director, Paul Schaefer, owns several pianos, but says his favorite is his Steinway.
And I played it all afternoon in this lady's house. That's how I knew it was a piano for me. So that's what a Steinway piano does. What it's great is you don't want to get up. You want to just sit there and play it all night long.
This year, Steinway & Sons is celebrating its 150th anniversary. The company unveiled two limited edition pianos, including one designed by top fashion designer Karl Lagerfeld of Chanel. As Steinway & Sons Executive Vice President Frank Mazurko describes, it has a very distinctive look.
It's almost like it's sitting and floating in air, and he used some very unique colors.
Steinway's most lavish celebration came in the form of three gala concerts at New York's Carnegie Hall. The first show celebrated classical music. The second, jazz. And the third, pop music. They included performances by a who's who of top artists, including Gary Graffman, Herbie Hancock, Brian McKnight, Art Garfunkel, and Roger Williams. German cabinet maker Henry Engelhard Steinway built his first piano in his kitchen in 1836. He and his family came to New York in 1850 and founded Steinway & Sons 3 years later. The first factory was in Manhattan, but the pianos are now made across the East River in Astoria, Queens. That first piano is in the factory. The nearly 170-year-old instrument is not supposed to be played, but Frank Mazurko made an exception for us.
At 170 years old, it still is making a slight tone.
Almost immediately, Steinway pianos came to international prominence, no small feat in an era without mass media. The credit for getting the Steinway name out there goes to Henry Steinway's son, William, who, as great-grandson Henry Z. Steinway recalls, was a marketing genius.
He understood what we now call public relations. So he was the man who would glamorize, if you want to put it, that there's nothing like a Steinway. Only the Steinway sounds like a Steinway.
Executive Vice President Frank Mazurko explains how William Steinway brought the pianos to international attention.
He took Steinway to every major exhibition back then, starting with the Crystal Palace exhibition in the 1850s, to the Philadelphia exhibition in 1876, to Paris, to London. And Steinway was proclaimed the best piano at all these exhibitions. We still have today the gold medals.
Steinway & Sons revolutionized piano making, bringing to it over 120 patented inventions and turning piano construction into an art form. It takes over a year to build a Steinway piano because the instruments are assembled by hand, much as they were 150 years ago. Over 400 experienced craftspeople carefully measure, shape, and size virtually every one of the piano's 12,000 components. As Frank Mazurko explains, that means all Steinway pianos vary slightly from one another.
Every one, in the end, turns out to be a fingerprint. Every one turns out to have a personality. Every Steinway sounds unique.
Construction begins with a process called rim bending. The Steinway piano rim is made in one continuous piece, which contributes to the piano's durability. 16 layers of rock-hard, straight-grain maple, 22 feet long, are stacked and glued together to form what's known as a book. This is guided around a press and clamped into place. As Frank Mazurko describes, it takes plenty of muscle and pressure to bend the wood into shape.
So we've got a series of men here now, making sure that it's sitting properly on the press. You hear those hammers pounding in the background. Now the big blocks are going to go around one at a time. The big turn screws are going to go on, and the pressure now is going to start coming onto all those laminations, because this press is going to exert tremendous amounts of pressure on that rim while it's drying.
After coming off the press, the rim goes to a room where it is conditioned for a couple of months. Then it becomes a case, and the piano begins to take shape. One of the most crucial operations is performed in what is known as the belly department. It is here that the major internal components, including a soundboard and 340-pound cast iron plate that will hold about 40,000 pounds of string tension, are precisely measured and fitted into the case. After the strings, hammers, and other parts are installed, the piano goes to a tone regulator to have its sound adjusted. It is meticulous work. Only about 3,000 Steinways are built each year. Steinway can adjust the finished piano to fit an artist's needs. But as Steinway president Bruce Stevens explains, there's no difference in construction between a piano that might end up in Carnegie Hall and one that might end up in your living room.
All Steinway pianos are built exactly the same. The specifications are the same. The materials are the same. The process by which they are crafted are the same.
But what has captivated so many people for so many years goes beyond fine craftsmanship. As pianist Roger Williams explains, there's just something extra about the Steinway.
The Steinway has the heart. When you play it, it's got heart. I love Steinway. Always have, always will.
Reporting for Perspective, I'm Lucy Taus, ABC News at Carnegie Hall in New York.